NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Why is Jeffords doing this?
Well, as you heard some of his voters saying, he's long been a moderate and conservative party, but Republicans on Capitol Hill are pointing their fingers at the White House. Jeffords met with President Bush on Monday, and they were saying, well, it's up to the president to turn this around, and he doesn't seem to have. Look, there's been a lot of talk that the White House was bullying Jim Jeffords because of his negotiating with the Democrats on the tax bill, and you can't bully somebody whose state is not for you. The only way you can bully a member of Congress is that you say, look, your voters voted for me, and they're mad at you, so we're going to show your voters how mad we are at you by not inviting you to the White House, whatever it is. It doesn't work if your voters aren't for Bush. The Vermont voters were not for Bush. The only way it can work is if you're so vain you really care about tickets to the Kennedy Center with the president, and Jim Jeffords wasn't one of those people.
So how does this affect legislation, nominations, and the like?
Well, tremendously. This 50-50 Senate has been such an odd thing to watch anyway, and we've already seen a couple of Cheney, Vice President Cheney, breaking the tie on a couple of votes. And as you heard, some of the Vermonters being happy that the switch of the Judiciary Committee would go from Orrin Hatch to Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont. That's clearly a problem for George Bush's judges. He's already got a problem with his Solicitor General nominee. He's got a problem with his lower court judges already. Now, it is interesting, if Bush wants to find a way to fend off conservatives in his party, which is a big if, having the Democrats control the Judiciary Committee makes it a little bit easier. He gets to say, look, I can't get these very conservative nominees passed, but that is a big if. On legislation, taxes is already sailing through, so it won't affect that, but education has already seen the mark of Jim Jeffords. He has affected that bill, which is going through the House now, mightily, but there will be tremendous impact on energy legislation, on spending legislation. It also affects the calendar, which is why Republicans really hate to lose the majority. They want to be able to bring things up as they want to. And one of the reasons they've been trying very hard to get Zell Miller, the maverick Democratic senator from Georgia, to come over to their side. Now, Miller has made it very clear he's not going to do that. And after all, think about it, Bob, why would he switch from the minority to the minority? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
What about next year's midterm elections?
Well, it makes a big difference because you already get into this question of who you recruit and who you keep. And Senator Jesse Helms, for instance, of North Carolina, has said that he will make a decision or announce a decision by September of whether he's going to run again. If he's not going to be chairman of foreign relations, if he sees that that's the likelihood, maybe that will affect his decision. Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico, something of a moderate in the Senate, has been chairman of the Budget Committee. If he thinks that's no longer the case, is that going to affect his decision? So I think that you'll see the fallout going for a long time to come here over this one senator. That has been the thing we've been watching in this 50-50 Senate. But the difference between having somebody switch as opposed to somebody die or somebody have some other reason to resign is that it starts a whole series of finger-pointing operations inside the party. And so I think it could also have an impact on Trent Lott's leadership. He's had Don Nichols from Oklahoma nipping at his heels anyway. And you'll hear a lot of Republicans complaining about the fact that Lott shut out shut out Jeffords, and so it can have reverberations inside the Senate, outside the Senate for a long time to come.
And what about long-term implications?
Well, you know, this really does show how polarized the political parties have become. If a Jim Jeffords can't feel comfortable in the Republican Party for whatever reason, it leaves a precious remnant of moderate Republicans there, most of them from New England, Olympia Snow, Susan Collins from Maine, Lincoln Chafee from Rhode Island. And the same thing is true on the Democratic side. Very few conservative Democrats left. Zell Miller stands out because he's one of the few. Now, the voters are in the middle, but the elected politicians are very polarized these days. The exception to that is the governors, and it's no accident that Zell Miller came from the State House to the Senate, but the Democrats have been quite angry with him. They'll probably get over that now.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.